2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have light rain falling, 46 degrees.
And a crash southbound I-15. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. A reprieve from rain in southern Utah at this moment, but the clouds linger. Earlier storms this morning had Zion National Park watching for flash floods. Park officials closed down parts of the Narrows. They're going to reopen once the rain dies down. Here on the Wasatch Front, the storm is back. Cooler temperatures. Rain in the valley, a dusting of snow expected tonight for the ski resorts, but it hasn't been good news for drivers on the roads. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with that.
After the storm had passed in the morning, UHP troopers had been assigned to 53 crashes across the state, including four semi-rollovers. UHP Sergeant Nick Street says one on I-80 by the airport was caused by a car forcing the semi to take evasive action.
The same could be said for the other three semis that have really hampered our roadways.
The National Weather Service doesn't expect much more than a tenth of an inch of rain on the valley floors today, but KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman says he expects snow and rain mixed during the morning drive.
I don't think it's going to stick on the road, but it's still going to be heavy enough to cause some problems.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 601. Now more of our top stories. Here's Nick Wyatt.
Jeff, senators questioned President Trump's nominee to become the next FDA commissioner today. Dr. Stephen Hahn answered a variety of questions, including about the ongoing vaping crisis. Senator Mitt Romney says he wanted to hear Dr. Hahn come out and just say that flavored vape products are leading to teens becoming addicted to nicotine.
I would have preferred him saying that. He did not say that. He said he wants to look at the evidence and look at the data. And I understand that that's what a scientist is inclined to do. But we have a health emergency here.
Dr. Hahn says he'll use science and data to guide his decisions if he's confirmed. A volunteer assistant debate coach with the Salt Lake City School District has been arrested and accused of engaging in sexual activity with a student. 23-year-old Henry Stephen Olson was booked into the Salt Lake County Jail yesterday on four counts of unlawful sexual activity with a minor. Olson is listed on the school district's website as a volunteer debate coach for East High School. 7 hours of testimony in the impeachment inquiry and more to come. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Nick, Democrats are calling today's testimony from Ambassador Gordon Sondland key in the impeachment hearings. But the president sees it another way. He says today's testimony clears him.
Not only did we win today, it's over.
Sondland said he worked with Rudy Giuliani on Ukraine policy at President Trump's direction and that everyone was in the loop as Giuliani and President Trump pressured Ukraine for investigations. Republicans pushed back, saying Sondland offered zero evidence. Top Pentagon official Laura Cooper has just finished her testimony. Meantime, the Associated Press has learned that the FBI has requested an interview with the whistleblower whose complaint fueled the impeachment inquiry. More than a half billion people are without power again in Northern California due to concerns of high winds and fire danger. The massive outages are having a huge impact on business owners like Sonu Shandi, who has put his restaurant up for sale.
It's very challenging to move all your inventory out and refill.
About a half million people are without power around Santa Rosa. 50 years ago today, dozens of Native Americans landed on Alcatraz Island, launching a protest that would last for more than a year.
We came with 79 people to Alcatraz for the purpose of taking the island for all Indian people.
Native American activists were angry over the loss of lands and how they had been treated for centuries. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
In the middle of all this impeachment talk, did you know that there's actually a Democratic presidential debate tonight? Your vote. Let's try that again. Your voice, your vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Talking points prepped, mic checks done. Under an hour now from 10 Democrats on stage in Atlanta. What to watch? ABC's Trevor Ault says the frontrunner heat may have shifted from Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren.
This time it could be Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He has really rocketed up the polls in recent weeks and in recent days, even in Iowa and New Hampshire.
Also, four of the 10 candidates haven't made December stage.
You might see some candidates with lower poll numbers, like Senator Kamala Harris. Senator Cory Booker, who takes some more aggressive swings because their backs are against the wall.
And Warren now out with how she'll pay for Medicare for All. Plus, President Obama recently warning the Democrats running not to go too far left. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL's following this hour. Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett met with NFL officials today to appeal his indefinite suspension for ripping the helmet off the Steelers quarterback's head and hitting him over the head with it.
The hearing for Myles Garrett in New York lasted about an hour and a half. Garrett's attorneys asking for the league to give the player a defined number of games suspended, as required by the player's collective bargaining agreement. The league is expected to make a decision in the coming days. Teams have to submit their weekly rosters by noon Friday. The other two players suspended in the incident had their appeals heard earlier in the week. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 6:05.
Let's take a look at the traffic situation. Ricky Meese, are you seeing trouble spots?
Oh, yeah. It's nasty out there. And it all came because it got really dark and the rain came through. So you're going to have wet roads on all your valley freeways. That's causing delays on I-15 in Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, so what happened Saturday at the White House? An unscheduled visit to the hospital has led to a lot of speculation. Stay here. My Minute of News is on the way. Next.